I am respectful of my choice. I am respectful of my choice. It is so easy to have a choice and then vary from it. I choose to live a happy, joyful, thoughtful, and delightful life filled with all that is good and beautiful. I choose to surround myself with wonderful people who are filled with love and joy and unconditional love in every wonderful way. I choose to make many choices in my life for things that delight me and things that uphold me and things that make me feel very good. Now, that's what I choose to do. Now, as I choose to do this, what happens to me? Do I consistently stay with that? Do I consistently reveal that for myself on every step of the way? Or do I sometimes slide back? And do I sometimes say, oh, darn? Do I sometimes say, why doesn't this work out? Do I sometimes say, everything seems to be so beautiful, and then all of a sudden, kaplatch, it went down the drain? What happened? Well, what happened was I was not respectful of my choice. I choose at all times to think happy thoughts. And if I allow myself at any time, for any reason, to think unhappy thoughts about me or anybody else, I am not respectful of my choice. I'm not respectful of my decision to think happy thoughts. Now, who in the world can all the time think happy thoughts? Who in the world can all the time think loving, unconditionally loving thoughts about themselves and everyone else? Who can do that? Who is there in this universe who is so spectacular, so wonderful, so glorious, so marvelous that they at all times can think beautiful thoughts? Who is there? Well, who is there? That's you and that's me. We can do that. We can do that. It's just a matter of realizing that the world about us at the moment is not necessarily the world that we want. The world about us is not necessarily the world that we respect and we love. The world about us is a combination of unhappy thoughts. The world about us is a combination of experiences that we did not appreciate. And the time is there now to put a new cause in motion about it. And we put that new cause in motion. That new cause says, I am a happy person. I think happy thoughts. I have happy attitudes and happy ideas about myself and everything in my world. So then, as these unhappy thoughts come up in my world, as these unhappy thoughts come up in my life, I turn my attention to them and I say, hey, I'm a happy guy. I don't say, go away. I don't say, I don't want you in my world. I don't give it any attention. But I'm made aware that it's there, and then that instant, I'm made aware that I can have a choice, and my choice can be that I am living in a happy, fantastic world or not. And if I am not living in a happy, fantastic world, what's happening? What's happening to me if I'm not living in a happy, fantastic world? What is happening to me if I'm not living in a world filled with peace and love and joy and goodness? What is happening to me? Well, what's happening to me is I'm not respectful of my choice. I'm not respectful of who I am and what I am and where I am and why I am. I'm not respectful of that. And I can be. I can be respectful of that. Now, when am I going to start living up to what I have chosen as my choice? Now, my choice is I want to have unhappy thoughts. I want to have unhappy experiences. I want to have a unhappy life. Who wants that? My goodness. Okay, then we don't say that. If my choice is to have a happy life, then I say, I live a happy life now. I surround myself with beautiful circumstances now. I unconditionally love myself and everyone in my world. It's not a matter of regardless of what they're doing or what they're not doing. If I unconditionally love them, I only see them doing beautiful and good things. If I unconditionally love in my world all, then everything that I see in my world, everything that is in my world, is the reflection of my unconditional love, and how strong that unconditional love is, and how pure that unconditional love is, and how true that unconditional love is, and how everlasting that unconditional love is. For though things may change in my world, though things may be one thing one way one day and another way another day, in my life, in my world, in my thought, in my being, all things are good now and always. I am respectful of my choice that all things are good now and always. To be respectful of my choice, that means I will not vary from it. I will not change from it. I will not say, whoops, there's a naughty thing that happened there. There's a bad thing that happened there. I don't know those things. I don't have them in my world. All of my life, this has been what I have been sharing with others, what I've been teaching, what I've been living. This is what I've done all of my life. Now, it doesn't mean that unhappy thoughts will not want to impress themselves on my world. It doesn't mean that unhappy thoughts will not try to make me take them and say, yes, you are so. They will come. They will come. They will come like anxiety. They will come like feelings of insecurity. They will come and say, hey, we are real. You cannot ignore us. You cannot say we're not real. And you and I, we put our thought where it is, respectful of my choice, saying that all is in divine order. All is harmonious. All is good. All is beautiful. There is no past, present, or future. It's only a now. And so we say, all is good. All is beautiful. All is in divine order. Living in that, we can say, I'm a happy person. We living in that, we can say, I am unconditionally loving, because being divine order is unconditionally loving. Being divine order is harmony. Being divine order is peace. Being divine order is all that is good and beautiful in our lives. Being divine order is where I am. So, if I make the credo of my life being in divine order, if I make the ultimate of my thought being in divine order, if I, all of the time, whenever anything comes to my attention, good, bad, or indifferent, I say, being in divine order, and it is so, and I will be drawn into that attitude and live that attitude and be that attitude, and that is my choice. And I'm respectful of my choice. And as I'm respectful of my choice, it is respectful of me insofar as it happens all of the time. And as it happens all of the time, it is my way of being who I am. I am respectful of me because that is what my life is all about. I'm respectful of my choice. And my choice is me. My choice is how I choose to look at the world, how I choose to look at myself, how I choose to enjoy any experience that happens in life. However I choose to look at any experience in life, that's exactly how my choice will be carried out. And my choice is all is in divine order. My choice is all is peace, all is harmony, all is love, unconditional love for me and for everyone in my world. This is my reality. This is the truth about me. This is the essence of my real being. No one can take it from me, and no one can add it to me. But under all circumstances, I am confident in my choice, and I am respectful of my choice, and I speak my choice beautifully and harmoniously. The words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are respectful of my choice. And I live my choice now as a happy, delighted, marvelous, fantastic being in every possible way. And it is done. Yeah, it is done. It is who I am. And I know you are right there with me because I created you in my heart in divine order. And I created me in my heart in divine order. And I created all in my heart in divine order. And I am respectful of my choice. Have a great day and know that I love you.